Evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflections on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 11, year B. Our readings, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 14a, Psalm 89, verses 20 to 37, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 11 to 22, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, and 53 to 57. Today, Canon Dr. Noel Titus celebrated his 60th anniversary of ordination to the priesthood. We thank God for his ministry, and we pray that God will continue to be with him as he continues this very important task for God in the world. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we confess that everything belongs to you. We praise you because you hold the whole world in your hands. But we worship you because you hold us. We have come to give you glory, to welcome the King of Glory, and to invite the King of Glory to be at the heart of our worship and the center of our lives. We also confess that we have no right to be here, that there is nothing in our lives that make us worthy to be welcome in your presence. No reason why you should love us or forgive us. You are the King of Glory. You are also the Prince of Peace. You are the Sovereign Lord. You are the God of Grace. Speak to us, that our praises may flow from this place in songs of joy and lives lived for your glory. Amen. We have the hymn, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation, CPWI 728.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for Proper 11, followed by a prayer of thanksgiving for the ministry of Canon Dr. Noel Titus, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weaknesses, and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask, through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, eternal Shepherd, you tend your church in many ways and rule it with love. Bless all those whom you have called to service in the same, especially your servant Noel, who was set apart for this ministry in your name. We thank you for his words and example, which have influenced, inspired, and guided many during the past 60 years as a faithful teacher, preacher, wise administrator, and priest. May he, with us, be renewed in your holiness and continue your faithful servant, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, A New Humanity. A New Humanity. After the disobedience at creation, God did not give up on humankind. God, our Creator, desired to have a relationship with the high point of God's creation. The psalmist asked the question, what is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? And he responds, you have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. Psalm 8, verses 5 to 7. God, with a desire to have a relationship with humankind, entered into a covenant with the righteous Abraham. The writer of the book of Genesis records, God said, I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make the nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give you and your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, the land of Canaan. Genesis chapter 17, verses 5b to 8a. After slavery in Egypt, God led the descendants of Abraham, the 12 tribes of Israel, into the land of promise, the land of Canaan. Joshua had the privilege of leading them into that land, a land that was occupied by several other nations, in some cases nations more advanced in warfare than the people of God. As they entered the land, they were called to be the people of God, able to influence the surrounding nations to follow the one true God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Through Moses, they had been given the law, the Ten Commandments and its 613 regulations, to enable them not only to become a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, a people set apart for God, but also to influence the surrounding nations to follow Yahweh. There were many struggles. However, God gave them victory over all their enemies. In the early days, God raised up judges to lead them. When they asked for a king, God gave them Saul, who was removed as king for his disobedience and replaced by David, a man after God's own heart. Under King David, the 12 tribes became one united nation, with Jerusalem as both its political and religious capital. Having brought the Ark of the Covenant, which represented God's presence with God's people, into Jerusalem, David desired to build a house for the Lord. God was not interested in a house. What God was interested in are his people and those he calls to shepherd them. They must never be like sheep without a shepherd. God's people need good leaders if they are to live out the call to be God's people. God promises to make a house for David. In spite of his many faults, God will not only bless David, but he will bless his offspring as well. David's son will build a house for the Lord, and the Lord will establish David's house forever. The Lord will establish David's line as a royal dynasty. Someone from David's line will rule over God's people and eventually the world. The Lord promises not only to bless David's offspring, but to correct them as well. The Lord said to David, "I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall bless a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him, but I will not take my steadfast love from him." 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12b to 15a. Solomon, David's son, did build a magnificent temple to the Lord, but he was disobedient to the Lord and encouraged the worship of idols among the people of God. After his death, the kingdom split into two. The northern kingdom of Israel, which contained 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom, Judah, with two tribes, the tribe of David, that is the tribe of Judah, and the tribe of Benjamin. The northern kingdom was totally annihilated by the Assyrians, while the southern kingdom, ruled by the kings of David's line, was punished with 70 years of exile in Babylon for their idolatry and other acts of disobedience to God. After their return from exile, and with the passage of time, God began a new strategy to save not only the descendants of Abraham, the Jews, but all of humankind. St. Paul, in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, reminds us, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. God, through Christ, desired to create a new humanity, to include Jews and Gentiles, that is, all of humankind. In his earthly ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, Jesus ministered to Gentiles as well as Jews. For example, he healed the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30, and he healed the servant of the Roman centurion, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. After his death and resurrection, Peter ministered in Jesus' name in the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 48. And Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit. Peter asks, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit as we have?" Acts chapter 10, verse 47. God called Saul to be the apostle to the Gentiles, taking the good news of God's salvation to the Gentile world. In our epistle today from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 22, Paul celebrates God's call through Christ to Jews, the descendants of Abraham, and Gentiles. Paul writes, "He, Christ, has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in the place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross." Ephesians 2, verses 15 and 16a. Where once there were two distinct groups, Jews and Gentiles, there is a new structure, a spiritual temple where the good news of God's salvation is proclaimed to all people. Today, we are part of that spiritual temple as we strive to be faithful disciples of Christ. Jesus himself is the cornerstone of the new temple, and it is open to all. God wishes to create a new humanity, a world where we are one, as Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are one, all bound together in the love of God, with one heart and one mind, worshiping and honoring God, who loves us and who knows what is best for us. Amen. Let us pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Jesus, true shepherd of your people, you gather your apostles around you. Draw your church close to you as it seeks to proclaim your name in the world. Refresh us in your life and love. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Jesus, true shepherd of your people, you break down the divisions of birth and creed. Unite all people under the covenant of your grace. May all hear peace announced to them. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Jesus, true shepherd of your people, give rest to the weary and all whose work brings them to the point of exhaustion. We give thanks for places of renewal and recreation. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Jesus, the true shepherd of your people, look with compassion on all desperate for your healing touch. Restore us in the promise of your kingdom. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. Jesus, true shepherd of your people, we lay before you all who have died. As you make us a dwelling place for you, so we come to dwell with you forever. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. We will sing praises to our God. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, We Are One in the Spirit. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of the Lord rest and remain upon all his people, in every land and every tongue. The Lord meet in mercy all who seek him. The Lord comfort all who suffer and mourn. The Lord hasten his coming and give us his people peace by all means. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen. We wish you a very productive and rewarding and spirit-filled week. We pray that in these times you will be safe. We end with the hymn, Blessed Assurance, CPWI 4-9. Four, 497.